at the pace when I'm running. I always take what I want and I always give it 100. Don't need a bank, no, I'm funded. Play the game like it's nothing. I'm always thankful for something. Don't take for granted, stay humble. Now wake up! It's time to look at the enemy. Look in the mirror if he is no friend to me. It's not working out, maybe it's the chemistry. It's time to break up so I can make a better me. Better believe in your mind, cause it's everything. You can mold, shape, find almost anything. All it takes is some time and some clarity to find your identity. It's mind over everything.
Welcome back to SurgeCast, the companion podcast to the Basement Surge YouTube channel. Thank you for joining me, everybody. But before we get started, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. Give me a thumbs up, ring the bell, tap the plus button, tap the follow button, hit whatever button you got to hit to get notified of fresh episodes of SurgeCast. All right. So, I got a bone to pick. Okay. This episode's all about short form content. Now, maybe you could hear it in my voice already, but a fellow podcaster has brought to my attention a video on YouTube that basically bashes short form content and talks about how it's destroying their channel. I want to start off by saying the things I'm about to say can be construed as being nasty, pig-headed, or plain old mean. But I assure you, that's just my New York accent and years of experience in this field. Just saying. So, first of all, I want to preface this with saying that I love the podcaster that sent me this video and what he or she is doing in the field, and I'm in no way trying to put this person down, but trying to lift them up and educate them. This particular podcaster runs an audio-only podcast, meaning they don't run a YouTube channel with their show, nor do they post videos on socials, besides the normal sound bites of their podcast with a logo of their show. So, video is not part of their workflow to begin with. This person has sent me a video created by TubeBuddy on YouTube titled "The Dark Side of Short Form Content." And I could not disagree with them more. With that said, let's get into it. Whether short form content destroys your channel or not is irrelevant. What I plan to shove into the heads of content creators is that it doesn't matter where you post content, how you post content, whether it's vertical video or just plain old audio, content is content. The more content you post, the better. It doesn't matter what form you're posting in, just so long as you're getting that content out there. Do the work. This one particular video this podcaster sent me from TubeBuddy was very surprising because it came from TubeBuddy. TubeBuddy is supposed to be a platform to help you grow your YouTube channel, and here they have some asshat claiming short form content has a couple issues. Ugh, let's go through them. Number one, attention spans. His problem is that Instagram and TikTok have ruined our attention spans, and this is some newfangled theme among the younger generation. I could not disagree more. He argues that children's shows cut too quickly to the next scene in editing. Yes. Yes, they do. You know why? Because it's basic industry standard to switch scenes every 7 seconds when editing. Even I try to practice this in my long-form content on Basement Surge, because it keeps the viewer interested in what they're watching. So this is actually nothing new. Number two, editing. His second issue with short form and long form content is editing. This guy doesn't like over editing. Like too many cuts, too many graphics, too many this and that, bells and whistles, whatever. He complains about the graphics and the B-roll in basically every video on YouTube. Yes. I'm sorry. The creators of the video want to make the video look good for the audience to not only keep their attention, but also look as professional as they possibly can. I do believe that graphics and B-roll you use in the video should reflect the topic of the content, but to not include it is ridiculous. Number three, TikTokification, whatever that means, which he says is important. Yes, it's a word, which I don't think so. He talks about how TikTok is one of the most downloaded apps with over 80 million downloads from 2020. So wouldn't you want to be on there? Like, wouldn't you want to post content on something that has like over 80 million downloads? Silly me. He thinks the quick cuts and high production value of the videos is degrading our minds, when in fact it's just another popular platform for us to post on. Honestly, he sounds like that guy who says, "Get off my lawn." Okay, Grandpa. Number four, good content. Good content is the most important thing. What the algorithm cares about, that good content will always outperform any editing trick or hack you can apply. This one I actually agree with. So, whatever. Content is king. Whatever. Now he has a bonus tip. Make your content as short and as clear as it needs to be, but also as long as it needs to be. Dude, make up your mind. My critique of this guy's video goes as follows. The guy in the video talks about how he has a water bottle, his phone, and the microphone on the kitchen counter he's recording on to keep it simple for his audience. Let's try to disregard the messy living room behind him and the blown out windows from the sun where you can barely make out the city skyline behind him. And there's nothing wrong with that if you're a small creator. My problem with him is that he's posting a video on a big channel that has over 748,000 subs. His video should look pro. If anything, this shot would have been more powerful had we had been able to see the city behind him, which means his white balance wasn't properly set on his camera, which tells me he takes his videos very seriously. Oh, and straighten up your living room, dude. So, yes, please, let's listen to him on how short-form content is the devil. The video I broke down in this episode has 14,000 views, which means it's quite popular on YouTube. Congrats. That's great. But you know what? I feel sorry for the 14,000 creators who took this advice to heart, because it basically discouraged them from making content in the first place. And that's what the game is all about. Making content on as many platforms as you possibly can. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, Twitter, or X, or whatever the hell you want to call it. Every platform you possibly can. If you want your show to be successful and well-known for whatever you're talking about, you need to be posting on all the major social media platforms in whatever format they're asking. Preferably the most hottest at the moment, using their newest feature. Plain and simple. If not, just stick to your audio-only podcast. I hope it works out for you. I'm not kidding when I say do the work, because it is a lot of work. Unless you're in this just for the fun of it, then don't listen to me. But TubeBuddy, I think you messed up on this one. And as always, feel the surge.
I love the chase and the hunt, and I set the pace when I'm running. I always take what I want, and I always give it 100. Don't need a bank, no, I'm funded. Play the game like it's nothing. I'm always thankful for something. Don't take for granted, stay humble. Now wake up, it's time to look at the enemy. Look.